Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
You know, innovation, entrepreneurship is alive and well in veterinary medicine. And we're going to be talking about veterinary entrepreneurship a little bit. And, you know, with a wonderful licensed veterinary technician, Sari Lieberman. How are you, Sari?
I'm great. How are you, Adam?
Good. I'm so glad we could chat about this. And I hope your story resonates with so many other listeners that are maybe on the fence about, should I, could I, will I, you know? And with your innovation, your backstory, I'm really interested to learn more. So to our listeners, Sari is the owner and founder of the Doppler Band, LLC. She started her career as a veterinary technician after a 20-year career as a vocalist, performing with various bands in various venues, traveling throughout the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean Islands. You're going to have to drop me a song.
I already did.
But that was before we recorded, so now we got to do like another good one. So she received her a degree AA from Harcum College after completing her practicum at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine, Small Animal Hospital in Philadelphia, and Large Animal Facility in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. After receiving her LVT, she's worked exclusively in referral practices, currently employed at Animal Surgical and Orthopedic Center, previously known as Animal Surgical Clinic of Seattle. And her disciplines include anesthetic protocol, pain management, patient care, and she holds a special interest in radiology. She's presented CE on the subject of obtaining rad rads. I love that.
That's right.
I love it. The blogger, social media, website manager for the clinic. She developed the Doppler band, which we're going to talk about in a second, after years of witnessing the trepidation of her coworkers and experiencing firsthand. So that's fantastic. Quite a journey and a career you have there, my friend. And I guess let's back up a little bit. So tell me about your background, about what you do a little bit more too. Did you always want to be in this field?
No. Like I said, I like to say my first life was as a vocalist, traveling around and all that stuff. If you ask me when I was really young, up to like high school, what I wanted to be, it was always a vet. Oh, I always wanted to be a vet. And then my love of music took over and whatever. And it lasted for quite some time until it became apparent that I was not going to be a star. I was not destined for stardom. So, and life on the road really wasn't conducive to having any kind of personal relationships or any sort of fulfilling life. So I quit, and I was a little too old to start, you know, to pursue going to vet school. So I enrolled in tech school instead. And I've always been kind of a creative tinkerer of sorts. I've come up with a bunch of different
ideas and so forth. Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like in vet med, it's such a performance as it is. Like, you may not necessarily be singing it, but you know, and it's, you know, dealing with such emotional challenges and trying to really be there and show empathy and compassion. And I do feel like sometimes, I mean, it is like a stage, you know. And also, I will tell you this, that I know so many that go through veterinary school, their second, third career change as well. So you're never too old to learn, is what it is. But
that's true.
I love everything. So talk to me about this wonderful invention you have.
Okay, well, it's called the Doppler band. And since you can't, you can't see it, but I'll explain it to you. It's made up of latex with some strategically placed Velcro dots that engage when you wrap it around the foot or the tail or whatever area you're going to place it. But what makes it most unique is the crystal cradle. And the crystal cradle keeps the probe in place so that the Doppler band doesn't go anywhere. And it just snaps right in. You can probably hear it, the music now. It snaps right in, and then you wrap it around. And it doesn't matter how much ultrasonic gel you use, it's not gonna come off. And it's also, because of its elasticity, the band can be just adjusted for any patient, and it doesn't restrict blood flow, because it basically breathes with the patient. And then when you're finished with it, you can clean it and dry it, and you place the crystal back into the cradle, wrap it around it, and protects the probe until its next use. It lasts between 8 to 12 months if you take care of it correctly, and it takes less than 5 seconds to place it and go. Tape doesn't do any of that.
Yeah, you know, so sometimes it takes me about 10 years to find the sound, the sound, you know?
Yes.
And everybody probably can relate to what we're talking about, because it's going to be so hard when you're on like the tarsal pad region trying to figure out where that is. Or so that's nice that it secures it in place. And to your point, I've seen what this lives. You, thank you for sending me one. And I think of like when I'm doing dentals and I'm flipping the dog or cat back and forth, like the Doppler tends to go off, you know, when I didn't have this product. Now that I do, it's securely in place the entire time. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted it, because, you know, I work in a surgical practice, and I wanted serial blood pressure readings for patients that are anesthetized, and you want to take them from, you know, the prep room into the surgical suite, and it just keeps it in place.
Yeah, and you know, it's maybe to the listeners, I'm sure they can relate to this as well. Time is so important. There's so many things that we have to do. We got to listen to heart, respiration, temperature, pulse ox, you know, and their Doppler. So if that's one thing that you can secure and have trust that it's working, I'm all in, because there's so many other things that our wonderful veterinary technicians and assistants have to do with our patients while they're under anesthesia. So that's great. How has it been received?
Great. And you know, I've demoed it for veterinarians, for technicians. They all love it. There were some vets that had been in practice for 20, 30 years. And when I demoed it for them, they were like, oh my God, I wish I had had this years and years ago. It made the list of favorite products, according to anesthesia nerds. It's being used in tech schools. It's being used in vet schools. I'm really, really happy with how it's being received all over and all over the world. I've sold them to Australia, New Zealand, Canada. It's great.
That's fantastic. I think it's wonderful that it's, you know, internationally recognized as well. So, you know, I want to ask, I guess I'm sure you make it sound so easy, but there's so many trepidations and hiccups that can happen as an entrepreneur. So what are some pieces of advice that you can tell future entrepreneurs out there?
This is what I have to say. If you have a great idea, explore it. And at the risk of sounding cliche, just do it. Don't be afraid of failure. Be afraid not to try. Very cliche, but it's also true. I think that everything I did in developing the product was right on point. But some advice I would give is don't try to do everything yourself. I'm still learning to let go a little bit. I did hire another tech who turned marketing manager, Ryan Frazier, to help me market the Doppler band, because I'm just not the greatest at that.
Right.
Not great at that. And I still work full time at my clinic, so I don't really have time for that. But just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. That's, I think, get out of your head and do it.
Yeah. And, you know, we lean on people, like you said, and play to their strengths. So maybe you're like, to your point, you know, you utilize Ryan for his great marketing strengths. We got to give him a huge shout out, by the way, because he's on our editorial advisory board. So we love you, Ryan.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he is. He's fantastic.
So he's got a lot of connections. Go ahead.
He does. He's wonderful. And it's great to, you know, network. Just what you're talking about, too, as part of another great piece of advice. I can tell you, like, as an author, as a book writer myself, it just didn't happen overnight as well. And just like you, I leaned on other people to help me because I was practicing full time. So you need to surround yourself with a good nucleus of friends that can really help and support your dream to come to fruition. So I think that's wonderful. Any mistakes you would have avoided?
Really, I just think it's that I waited a little too long to have help.
Right.
To get help. That's probably it. I don't think I made too many mistakes as far as actually developing it.
Right.
Getting it out there, that was where I hesitated a bit.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate.
don't hesitate. It does take a while to do like patent pending on certain things too. So, you know, and I think I guess another recommendation is like, if one thing tanks, one idea or whatever it is, don't give up on yourself on it. You can, because that's the part and the beauty behind innovation, entrepreneurship. It's a work in progress too. So it may not be the first draft or product that you come up with. Maybe something you gotta.
If you saw the iterations of the Doppler band, you would laugh.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
You would laugh.
So
you know, back to the drawing board.
Right.
But I knew I had something. So. It just took a while to develop it to, you know, what it is right now.
Right. Where can we find more information about the Doppler band?
Well, you can go to my website, which is dopplerband.com. I also have a Facebook page with information there. I also have Instagram. You can find me there. I'm in the process of setting up a store on Facebook in the marketplace, but that's where you can find all the information. You can see videos, testimonials, reviews. There are links to shop in my store. And also there are 5 different bands out there.
Okay.
For all the different probes that are out there. So.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad. Well, one, congratulations on creating a successful product. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes. And two, I'm so glad we're finally able to connect and have this great interview too. So, friends, make sure you check it out. Dopplerband.com is where it's at. And Sarah Lieberman, thank you for all your work that you do in our profession.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, thank you very much. It's my honor. And thank you to our listeners for your time, of course, for tuning in. Don't forget to rate today's podcast. It always helps us out significantly here on the show. And again, everyone, stay safe out there. Thank you for all you do. And we'll chat next week on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody.
What's it all about?
Love it.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.